Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk, the biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. The most unhelpful thing you can say to a person who's worrying is, don't worry. Even when it's meant kindly, it can actually increase the problems of the person who's worrying. Not only have they got all their worries, but now they need to feel guilty about it as well. Paul doesn't fall into the trap of giving useless advice, but he shows us the way out. He tells the Philippians that there's no need to worry because they can pray about everything. If you place your concerns in God's hands, then you can look to the future with confidence and thanksgiving. Jesus also recognized that worrying was a significant issue for his followers. He pointed out that it was a waste of time. He asked the question, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Worrying never achieves anything. I rather like the poster which reads, worrying is stupid. It's like walking around with an umbrella up, waiting for it to rain. But Jesus went further and observed that there's absolutely no need to worry because God provides perfectly for all our needs. He points to the birds, the lilies of the field, and reasoned that if God could look after them, then he could clearly look after human beings. The outcome of trusting God is not merely that the worries disappear, but that they are replaced by peace. To give a personal example, I was rushed into hospital a few years ago with sepsis. My blood was poisoned, my heart was racing at an unsustainable speed. As the medics treated me, it was clear that I was in serious danger. I thank God that I was overwhelmed with peace. That isn't something that I could have produced because there was nothing peaceful about the situation. It was God's gift. And I pray that you'll be able to take hold of that gift of peace, whatever you're facing. Now let me ask you a question. How do you deal with the worries that come your way? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you can replace our worries with your miraculous gift of peace. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for being with me today, and may God bless you.
Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk, the biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.